It's hard to sum up the life of someone who kept changing, but that was Grace Lee Boggs. At different times in her life, she was a Marxist, a socialist, a black power advocate, a feminist. But the people close to her say that's missing the point.
It's so much not about the labels. It's about how do we look at reality and not get locked into the ideas that we may have been molded with at another time in our own lives. My name is Rich Feldman. I've had the privilege of working with Grace for some 40-something years.
I can remember swearing when I was young that I would not change, because if I changed, I would betray the revolution.
That's her in the documentary film American Revolutionary, The Evolution of Grace Lee Boggs.
As I've grown older, I've understood that I should change, and changing was really more honorable than not changing.
At her core, Boggs was a philosopher, someone who believed in the power of ideas and how those ideas could be shaped into reality. Take the word revolution. As a young activist, Boggs understood revolution as oppressed people seizing state power. But as she watched the world change, as she watched Detroit change, she began to think of revolution more in terms of evolution.
And revolution, as Grace often said and wrote about, is for the sole purpose of the evolution of humankind. It's not to resolve basic grievances. It's a much more profound transformation of humanity at a particular moment in history.
It's about reimagining ourselves, she would often say. But some people didn't buy that. As one critic put it, we cannot change ourselves to change the world. Rather, we must change the world to change ourselves. But Grace Lee Boggs loved to argue. She loved to debate. She was fed by it.
The interesting thing about Grace Boggs is that as many of us get older, we get sort of stuck. We get sort of set in our ways. We sort of figure out what we think the universe is and are very reluctant to change.
That's journalist Jack Lessenberry.
Grace Boggs had more mental agility than your average 20-year-old. She was always growing, always expanding.
I'm not sure why I am who I am. I think it does have something to do with the fact that I was born female and born Chinese.
Grace Lee Boggs was born in Rhode Island in 1915. Her Chinese immigrant parents moved the family to New York City in the 20s. Her dad ran a Chinese restaurant there. When she was 16 years old, she went to Barnard College and then on to graduate school at Bryn Mawr for a PhD in philosophy.
And then I went out into the world and I found that even department stores would say, we don't hire Orientals.
She ended up moving to Chicago. She got a low-paying job at a library and lived in a rat-infested apartment.
One day, I came across a meeting of people protesting rat-infested housing. That brought me in contact with the black community for the first time. I was aware that people were suffering, but it was more a statistical thing. And here in Chicago, I was coming into contact with it as a human thing.
Her activism brought her to Detroit in the 1950s. She came to edit a radical newspaper called Correspondence. She worked there with an African-American activist, writer, and auto worker named Jimmy Boggs.
If you want to talk about diversity, Jimmy was born in the country. You know, you'll never get the country out of him.
He and Grace decided to get married after just one date. They would spend the next 40 years together, organizing and writing and talking, lots of talking.
And Jimmy loves to do things with his hands. You know, he's always got his hands in his car, or in some paint.
In the 1950s, Jimmy Boggs was working in a Chrysler plant with around 17,000 people. But over the years, automation set in, eliminating most of those jobs.
What would human beings do when they were not needed for work and for labor to produce?
In the late 1980s, Detroit's Mayor Coleman Young proposed casinos as a way to revive the city's fading economy. Grace and Jimmy Boggs protested the plan. But when Young asked them for their solution, they were stuck. To Grace Boggs, this was a pivotal moment when she began to see the shortcomings of protests.
Just being angry, just being resentful, just being outraged does not constitute revolution.
A year before Jimmy Boggs died, he and Grace co-founded a youth program called Detroit Summer. So there might not be many jobs anymore, they said, but there's lots of work to be done. Houses to restore, gardens to plant, murals to be painted.
The first conversation I remember having with Grace was when I was sitting with a group of my friends and we were talking about something frivolous, I don't remember.
Julia Putnam was 16 when she met Boggs. She was the first teenager to sign up for Detroit Summer.
She sat down and said, how are we going to solve the problem of vacant homes in Detroit? Like something like really profound and difficult and complex. And it was very clear to me that she really thought we had something to say about it, and she really wanted to hear it.
Over 20 years after meeting Boggs, Putnam opened an elementary school. She named it the James and Grace Lee Boggs School, and it's built around the couple's idea that school should be a place where students contribute to the well-being of their communities. Boggs likes to call the students solutionaries.
I don't know what the next American Revolution is going to be like, but you might be able to imagine it if your imagination were rich enough.